The Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 28, Materialization. This happened on the most ordinary day of the unusual days passed beside the teacher. With him, every moment of time was filled with revelations, wisdom, and deep meaning. Every day, all of us, the disciples of the Great One, could witness real miracles that never ceased to cause admiration, surprise, and awe. The experience was always unusual, bright, and varied. The teacher revived the most amazing fantasies, making things that had always seemed like something incredible, fabulous, and fantastic a reality. On that day, we witnessed the materialization of thoughts. Yes, I already knew that thoughts can turn into reality, but I did not think that it could be so fast. You just think about something, and the next moment it appears in front of you. It was impossible to call it anything but a miracle. Incredibly, the dream and reality were reversed. The sensations were so real that it seemed that what happened when we opened our eyes was more like a kind of oblivion, and what happened a moment ago was a real thing. It was a strange feeling, as if I was just dreaming and seeing a thousand obstacles standing before me on the way of what I wanted to achieve. I must say, the teacher brought us to each important realization gradually. The same with the materialization of thoughts. He has been preparing us for this event for a long time, so that we would not just see it from the outside, but experience it for ourselves. Give ourselves the opportunity to believe that it really works, so that we could see how much our mind was prone to building obstacles between what we desired. The sage had shown us miracles before. Each of them were amazing in its own way. But at that time, we took this manifestation of the teacher's abilities more as entertainment and a way to show our hidden abilities. And this was only a small part of our training. I remember very well, even after many years, the charming atmosphere in which the Great One taught us. Every evening, we would go down to the part of the hall where the teacher was practicing dynamic meditations. We anticipated the time when we could meet him again with great joy and happiness. We longed to touch the great wisdom and take another step towards the truth. We usually went into a spacious hall with a high ceiling and towering columns. In the hall was a large swimming pool, around which the space was set with live tropical flowers in beautiful clay pots. The abundance of greenery made the room with the pool look like a mountain lake lurking in the bushes of rhododendrons and century-old trees that bent their green arms to the water. The feeling of cheerfulness and pleasant coolness set us up for classes and inner work. We felt concentrated and at the same time were in anticipation of new discoveries. It was so easy to breathe here that I wanted to sing and dance. The air was filled with a delicate fragrance. It intertwined notes of morning freshness and the smell of flowers and herbs and spicy shades of incense. There was the sound of water falling from an artificial waterfall hidden between the tropical plants. All this created a pleasant atmosphere of peace and relaxation. The soft, thick shag carpet so perfectly complemented the overall picture of sensations that it seemed as if our feet were sinking in some unearthly grass. There was a feeling that the power from this grass came through the soles of the feet into the body. This energy slowly went up, creating a feeling of deep fullness. There was so much energy that it seemed impossible to keep it all in yourself. I wanted to share it with others, with the whole world, to express myself through dance without holding myself back, dissolving into space, giving myself completely to the process. Now, I understand that this state was associated not only with a charming atmosphere, but also with the presence of the teacher. We were tuned into him and followed his footsteps, and everything that came in contact with him acquired a completely unusual power. This was the greatest value of having a living teacher and developing alongside him. And this realization only grew stronger with the years of living beside him. That evening was special. When we entered the hall, we saw that the entire space was flooded with neon light. On one side, a wide, mirrored wall, about 5 meters high, opened up in front of us. It reflected mystical paintings made in neon colors. Soft light streamed from the paintings, making the surroundings seem unearthly and mysterious. We felt as if we suddenly found ourselves on some wonderful unknown planet. Around us was a parallel world filled with wonders and new discoveries, a world where peace and joy reigned, and divine energy was spread everywhere. Under the ceiling, we saw the image of Sabaoth. He looked down at us like a gray-haired, wise old man, with his arms outstretched, giving us his protection, understanding, and boundless love. From his halo, glowing rays radiated in different directions. They were very much like the sun rays breaking through the overcast sky. And suddenly, trance music started playing. At first, it was a distant, growing hum that slowly filled the surrounding space. A single gong beat, and an occasional faint melodious chime could be heard in this hum. And then there was a low, vibrating male voice. It enveloped us with its charming, powerful energy. I recognized it immediately. It was the teacher's voice. He invited us to follow him, pushing the boundaries of this world and taking us to the snow-capped mountain peaks, where the air was rarefied and filled with amazing freshness. We flew past neon green water meadows and steep hills, where the upturned roofs of pagodas loomed in the distance, past deep lakes and endless oceans, and in the air flickered mysterious lights that drew us on and on, filling our chest with a feeling of boundless happiness. The rhythm gradually increased, becoming faster, and the body could no longer resist the desire to dance. That evening, we were told that the teacher would be watching our dance from the balcony, which overlooked the entire pool, and perhaps he would like to come down to us. This added expression to our movements and the desire to please the Great One. But you must not feel constrained by the fact that he will look at you, Isis cautioned. It is very important that you can give yourself to the dance and allow the teacher to simply observe the flow of energy. And then I tried to disconnect from everything and let my body melt into the music. My body began to move as if by itself, apart from my mind. I danced, giving myself completely to the feeling of soaring flight. I dedicated my frantic dance to my teacher. Now, close your eyes, Isis said, and the sound of her voice echoed through the room, mingling with the music. Continue to dance, focusing on the perception of space with all your senses. I lowered my eyelids and clearly felt that I really was in another dimension. All was gone except the sensations. Music, a salty sea breeze on the skin, sparkling light. I shrank to the size of an atom, but at the same time I felt like the whole universe, huge and boundless. I was at the same time a grain of sand on the shore of a raging ocean, a wise ancient oak growing on a mountain slope, a seagull hovering over the silvery water surface, and a forest wolf gently touching the cool, fragrant needles with its paws. Time was flowing in a different way. I didn't know how long I was in this world. It seemed to me that it had always been like this, that I danced like this for an eternity, never stopping for a second, continuing to move to the sounds of music. in which life itself was contained, the basis of the universe, the truth.
Stop!
A command suddenly sounded, and the music stopped. Everything froze. The whole world, vast, quivering, changing, was frozen in silence. I didn't know how long this state lasted, but at one point I realized that I could hear its shades. It turned out that the silence could also increase. It penetrated every cell in my body, and it tingled with the energy that pierced every millimeter of space here. The silence became ringing, filling my entire being, the entire universe. The silence began to be filled by the sounds of the mystical music that the teacher had created. Isis gave the command to relax, but continue to perceive the space with our eyes closed. Now, remember one of your wishes related to the teacher. The priestess said, her voice sounding like an iridescent, ringing stream in the silence that followed. And keep watching. Since the wish did not have to be said out loud, I let my feelings run wild and presented what I really wanted. I thought of the teacher. His image appeared in me immediately. I did not need to make an effort to do this. I looked at the image of the teacher, imagining how he looked at me, how my whole being trembled at his gaze, plunging into the wonderful world of development and spirituality. And then I really felt his presence. It was unbelievable, but I was sure he was there. A shiver ran through my body. I felt his gaze on me, and it sent a wave of energy and tender love through my body. I've been waiting for you for a very long time, the teacher told me, and I felt my heart pounding. An irrepressible avalanche of happiness covered me completely, and I could no longer restrain the surging feelings, completely dissolving into them. After a while, I heard Isis' voice again. She finished the practice, and we opened our eyes. Still aware of the teacher's presence, I slowly opened my eyes to find myself standing next to the other sisters in a spacious hall filled with reflected neon lights. Still dazed and shaken, I looked for the teacher, but I could not find him. I looked around at the others and saw that many of the girls who danced next to me were also still impressed by the practice. I could see it in their eyes, which were sparkling with happiness. And then we all saw Isis walking towards Regina holding a beautiful box of chocolates. We looked at the priestess in surprise, waiting to see what would happen next. I don't know why, but the teacher told me to give you these chocolates. Isa said to Regina, handing her the box. Regina seemed to be surprised for a moment, not believing what was happening. She froze, turning her gaze from the priestess to the gift, then grabbed the candy and began to jump up and down with a squeal. "You have no idea!" she exclaimed emotionally. "I was just thinking about it! Thank you, teacher! Thank you, my beloved teacher!" She was jumping with happiness, as if she had just been given the keys to a new car. But it was so sincere and touching. I felt a surge of joy for Regina, for the fact that she also managed to materialize the thought and realize her desire thanks to the teacher. Looking at the other members of the group, I realized that they were experiencing similar feelings. We were so full, so inspired by what was happening, that there was no place for jealousy. Now, we did not feel like competitors, and sincerely rejoiced together with Regina. I recalled what I had just experienced and felt a surge of tenderness toward the teacher. I wanted to see him, but when I glanced at the balcony where the sage was supposed to be watching us dance, I found it empty again. "Why are you so happy?" Serena asked, touching my shoulder. I looked at her in silence. There was such a sincere interest in her eyes that I really wanted to share my feelings and my joy. "I got a hug from my teacher," I admitted, unable to hide my wide smile. Can you imagine? And I was just wishing that he would come and touch me. And it immediately came true. I was waiting for a response of joy to my confession. But Serena suddenly smiled back with a bright sadness. "Lucky you," she said. "And I'm having a little troubles with images. My mind is always bothering me." "I don't get it," I said, outraged. "Are you implying that this is my fantasy?" "What do you mean?" Serena's face suddenly became serious and concentrated after my sort of assault. "Are you trying to convince me that it was real? Just so you know, I opened my eyes during the practice, and no one came here." I looked into Serena's eyes and felt a righteous anger boiling up somewhere inside me. How come? How can she say that I made it up? Why doesn't she believe me? Her attitude hurt me so deeply. And not only that, but also I suddenly thought that she might actually be right. Conflicting emotions overwhelmed me, and I had to make an effort not to lash out at the girl with retaliatory accusations so as not to break out into rudeness. I knew, out of the corner of my mind, that Serena did not mean to offend me. But I was ready to explode the moment Isis came to my rescue. She was passing by us and apparently heard part of our conversation. "There you're wrong," she said to Serena. "You're still learning to perceive the world in a new way, and it is very desirable to perform the practices holistically. Otherwise, you are robbing yourself. To open your eyes doing practice means to deprive yourself of an important experience that you could have gained. Serena looked up at Isis and nodded, thinking for a moment, acknowledging the priestess's words, then looked back at me. Of course, she did not miss my condition. "Roxana, I'm sorry if I offended you," she said contritely. "I really didn't mean anything bad." "It's all right," I smiled, squeezing her hands and feeling the tension subside and the indignation melt away like the last flakes of fog under the rays of the dawn. I quickly calmed down, and now I really didn't hold a grudge against Serena, but the inspiration was replaced by a kind of disappointment. We went to prepare for the dream, and I still could not believe that the experience was my imagination. After all, they were so obvious, so realistic. Is Serena right? Am I just imagining things? Did I simply make up what I really wanted to believe in? I was replaying these thoughts in my head at the moment when Isis entered the room and called me to her. "The teacher told me to say something to you," she said with a mysterious smile, leaning toward me and whispering in my ear. "He'd been admiring you all the evening." Smiling, she fluttered out of the room again, and I froze like a statue. They were exactly the same words he had said to me during the dance. But how? A flood of emotions surged through me again. What was it then? I fell asleep with these thoughts, thinking about the teacher. Isis repeated his words, which were an important answer to the question I had just been thinking about. The teacher was letting me know, "I really hugged you. I have fulfilled your wish. All this was real." As I fell asleep, I felt that I had fallen even more in love, and the whole world around me had been transformed with bright colors. You may ask, but where is the continuation of the practice? How did it manifest itself? The fact is that I myself did not immediately understand this. But over time, I became attached to the image of a female magician. Whatever I wanted, it appeared in my space. This was reflected in the simplest everyday things. Sometimes I wrote off such moments as mere coincidences, and, in fact, sometimes I did not see this causal relationship between the desire and its implementation at all. But then, all these coincidences, all these situations and moments suddenly merged into a single entity for me, revealing the amazing realization that real magic was happening around me. That at every moment of time, the space around him was filled with miracles. Any thought in the teacher's space materialized. I wanted to get closer to the teacher, and I had more and more responsibilities associated with him. I remember once preparing important documents for the sage, and I needed one of the folders. I only managed to form this request in my head and began to bind the documents. At that moment, Aliona entered the office. You might need it. I found it in the room, she said, smiling as she handed me the folder of documents I needed. I stared at her, my eyes wide with surprise. You just read my mind, I said in response, and happily took the documents I needed, delivered directly into my hands. And things like this started happening all the time. As soon as I thought about something, the necessary information or thing immediately came to me. Once, I had a funny story related to the materialization of thoughts and desires. It happened in the winter, on the eve of Epiphany. The weather raged. The snowfall and the January blizzard did their job. All the roads were simply completely covered with snow. We, as always, planned to take a dip into icy waters after the Epiphany mystery. But looking at the snowbound road, we realized that this year, apparently, we would have to change our plans and take a dip in the pool, since there was no chance to clear the road. It would take a couple of days of shoveling to get to the main road, which was regularly cleaned. To be honest, I really wanted to take a plunge into the icy hole. And not only I, but all the other brothers and sisters wanted that. Every year, this event brought us an amazing feeling of purification, vigor, and renewal. It was incomparable to anything. Scalding icy water, a piercing cold that at one point shackled the body, your breath caught in your throat, and then the heat spread through the muscles, and the feeling of light delight from which you wanted to jump to the sky. And so, realizing that this year we would not be able to experience all this, we regretted the missed opportunity. But then, something happened that could only be called a miracle. Look, there's a tractor clearing the way. Brother Agni exclaimed happily as he entered the meditation room. In disbelief, I ran into the street and really saw the rattling vehicle shoveling the snow, pushing it off the road. It made its way all the way to our garage. No more, no less. I saw other brothers and sisters running outside. Roxana, you ordered the tractor, didn't you? Serena came up to me, not hiding her happy smile. I looked at the girl in surprise and shook my head. No, I didn't order anything. Really? Serena asked, genuinely surprised. But you knew how much everyone wanted to dip themselves in the icy hole, and we thought that... I smiled in response to her words, already realizing that once again we were all witnessing the materialization of desires. It was help from above, I replied confidently. Only the teacher could have arranged this for his students. No other way. That was how each of us learned to become a magician, opening up to what was needed for the sake of the teacher, for the sake of development, and for the sake of helping people. Understanding the magic of life is truly valuable experience for many of the master students. Lived through at different times, in different situations, and always going beyond what can be explained simply by a coincidence. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazonone.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.